Part 6. Accelerating the Transition to a Global Alternative Security System. World Beyond War intends to accelerate the movement toward ending war and establishing a peace system in two ways: massive education and nonviolent action to dismantle the war machine. If we want war to end, we are going to have to work to end it. Even if you think war is lessening, by no means an uncontroversial claim, it won't continue to do so without work. And as long as there is any war, there is a significant danger of widespread war. Wars are notoriously hard to control once begun. With nuclear weapons in the world and with nuclear plants as potential targets, any war-making carries a risk of apocalypse. War-making and war preparations are destroying our natural environment and diverting resources from a possible rescue effort that would preserve a habitable climate. As a matter of survival, war and preparations for war must be completely abolished, and abolished quickly, by replacing the war system with a peace system. To accomplish this, we will need a peace movement that differs from past movements that have been against each successive war or against each offensive weapon. We cannot fail to oppose wars, but we must also oppose the entire institution and work toward replacing it. World Beyond War intends to work globally. While begun in the United States, World Beyond War has worked to include individuals and organizations from around the globe in its decision-making. Thousands of people in 90 countries have thus far signed the pledge on the worldbeyondwar.org website to work for the elimination of all war. War does not have a single source, but it does have a largest one. Ending war-making by the United States and its allies would go a very long way toward ending war globally. For those living in the United States, at least, one key place to start ending war is within the U.S. government. This can be worked on together with people affected by U.S. wars and those living near U.S. military bases around the world, which is a fairly large percentage of the people on Earth. Ending U.S. militarism wouldn't eliminate war globally, but it would eliminate the pressure that is driving several other nations to increase their military spending. It would deprive NATO of its leading advocate for and greatest participant in wars. It would cut off the largest supply of weapons to Western Asia, aka the Middle East, and other regions. It would remove the major barrier to reconciliation and reunification of Korea. It would create U.S. willingness to support arms treaties, join the International Criminal Court, and allow the United Nations to move in the direction of its stated purpose of eliminating war. It would create a world free of nations threatening first use of nukes, and a world in which nuclear disarmament might proceed more rapidly. Gone would be the last major nation using cluster bombs or refusing to ban landmines. If the United States kicked the war habit, war itself would suffer a major and possibly fatal setback. A focus on U.S. war preparations cannot work as well without similar efforts everywhere. Numerous nations are investing and even increasing their investments in war. All militarism must be opposed, and victories for a peace system tend to spread by example. When the British Parliament opposed attacking Syria in 2013, it helped block that U.S. proposal. When 31 nations committed in Havana, Cuba, in January 2014 to never making use of war, those voices were heard in other nations of the world. Global solidarity in educational efforts constitutes an important part of the education itself. Student and cultural exchanges between the West and nations on the Pentagon's likely target list, Syria, Iran, North Korea, China, Russia, etc., will go a long way toward building resistance toward those potential future wars. Similar exchanges between nations investing in war and nations that have ceased to do so, or which do so at a greatly reduced scale, can be of great value as well. Building a global movement for stronger and more democratic global structures of peace will also require educational efforts that do not stop at national borders.